Good evening, and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Renoir, as usual. Well, hey, I'm ready to do this week's Prophecy News headlines. These are data from the 17th of April through last night, the 23rd of this year, 2024. Again, nuts, man. It's just exploding. I think we may be raptured before I finish the news here. I'm telling you, it's that close, guys. Be ready. Tell your friends. Time is short. Okay, society in the United States. The 17th, wave of bans sweeping this nation right now. Freedom no more. And the question, of course, always comes down to who decides what's good and what isn't. That's what worries me now with these leaders we have. So, anyway, let's prophesy. All right. Civil war becoming increasingly likely across America, experts are warning. I think the election is going to be the trigger. Of course, Trump's in trial right now, too, and his Trumpsters are not liking that very much. You know, the Jewish situation in America and all over the world is just crazy right now, which is also prophesied. You know, Jerusalem will be a stumbling block in the last days. You can go to Scripture in Genesis 12, verse 6. And then, it's chapter 1. And also in Zechariah chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. So, anyway, it shows, it says that the Jerusalem will be a stumbling block for the entire world. Well, that's what's happening right now. The world is coming against Israel in every way, shape, and possible. Here's a couple of stories. FBI on alert for threats to the Jewish community ahead of Passover. Well, this Passover's already started, and boy, believe me, the colleges in this country are exploding with protests against the Jews. In fact, they're telling Jews to go home. That'll come. Columbia rabbi warns Jewish students to flee campus as anti-Semitic mobs rage unchecked. That's the thing that's weird, is they're unchecked. And even the school leaders are not, well, some of them support it. Another one here. Ivy League anti-Semitism clubs becoming the norm. Their violence toward Jewish students escalating. National Guard protection requested by the Republicans. I mean, they need it. Texas actually this week is bringing out the state police and everything else to help them. So, I mean, it's crazy, guys. 19th, FBI warning, Chinese hackers preparing to launch massive attack on United States infrastructure. They've already infiltrated several critical companies, so that would be one of the worst things that could happen to our society. It would totally we'd fall right into the third world condition, because everything now is online. I mean, you can't make a phone call without connections, man. So that's scary. All right. Stunner in fourth place among America's leading causes of death. The cause is Planned Parenthood. In 2023, there were 393,000 babies killed. 393,000, guys. That's just nuts. Okay. U.S. cities fall into a doom loop as CRE, which is commercial real estate crisis, absolutely is exploding. Internal cities are exploding right now. In fact, they're now predicting who will be the first city to totally implode. It's just rampant. U.S. House Speaker Johnson says, and I like this statement, believers have a biblical admonition to stand with Israel. He is totally 100% right. It's required. It's an instruction for us Christians to follow. Okay? It's in the Bible. There for you to see if you desire to do so. Today's America, author of report critical of transgender medicine, told not to travel on public transportation over safety security concerns. Boy, I'll tell you, you dare not disagree with these inclusive people. I love the wording. What does the word inclusive mean? It includes everything, right? Except those that don't agree. This guy's family, everything else, he has to hide because he was critical of transgender medicine. That's it. Well, that's his job if he believes it. All right. Biden's Passover message, ceasefire, aid to Gaza, and a two-state solution. Well, dividing the land of Israel is destruction. It's happened all throughout history, and Biden's inviting destruction to America when he says things like that. Houston police issue a warning that the city is not safe as many suspected murderers are walking the streets. People are being let out of jail because, they just want to be nice, you know? So people, nobody's safe because these people, some of them have serious problems. They need help. Sick. Gavin Newsom pushes pro-abortion ad showing... I'm not going to read that one. I'm going to move on. Let's go to Society in the World. Don't you love my professionalism? All right. Nigeria's digital prison has been built. The gates are closing. A digital ID card or else over there now. And this is spreading to other nations. This is coming to the world. This will be part of the final globalist movement of control of all publics, all citizens, everywhere. Borders will fall. Doesn't really matter. It's all coming. 300 candidates in Mexico request protection amid skyrocketing political violence. This is a world gone mad, I'm telling you. In fact, several mayors of cities down there have been killed. World now in constant state of crisis. World's citizens' anxiety exploding as they now wait for the next shoe to drop. You know, I want to talk about that a little bit. This is an interesting statement, the shoe to drop. Possible shoe events, what are they? Well, the constant state of crisis we see in the world today is exactly what Jesus said the world would look like just prior to his return. He said many things will happen, but all this is only the first of the birth pains with more to come, Matthew 24:8. What does this mean? It means we should expect painful events on a global scale to increase in both frequency and intensity in the time leading up to his return. And that's exactly what's happening. The listed are just some of what we will witness in these final days. Large earthquakes, increasingly getting bigger and bigger, and weather events, of course, are just exploding across this globe right now. Records all over. Every week there's new records everywhere. Major terror attacks. They're even worried about America now. Another global pandemic. They're already talking about Disease X and a few others. Continuing rise in hateful anti-Semitic rhetoric, which is, again, fatal in God's eyes. The destruction of Damascus, Isaiah 17:1. Increasing wars and rumors of wars. No question about that. As a matter of this Damascus thing, Israel's hitting a lot of the internal spots there now already. Cyber attack, I already said that. Cyber attacks on the infrastructure, a global banking crisis, increasing global control of human individual tracking, digital IDs, we already saw that in that one article, healthcare, food supplies, they want to control everything. We know the meeting next month in May, at the end of May, is for the world government to take over the world healthcare. They want to dictate what the whole world does, not just somebody, everybody. I mean, the list goes on, but you get the idea. It's crazy. So, let's continue here and finish up the world news. Digital driver's license spreading more countries now. Basically, it's a digital identification. Australia, Canada, Western nations are adopting it very quickly. And finally, the city of state. The city of hate. More than 1 in 5 Londoners are attacked or threatened in the past 5 years. That's 20% of people that are out in the public are being attacked. Can you imagine? Man. All right. Wars and rumors. Well, there's so many. I'll just say a couple things here. On the 22nd, Russia destroyed some Ukrainian communication systems gearing up for a new invasion. Poland, we're ready to host nuclear weapons. And Finland's border is now turning to be a real hotspot because the war is really close to their homeland. U.S. military base in Syria under drone and missile attack with fears of casualties. There were 3 Americans killed. Rockets launched from Iraq. U.S. forces in Iraq, Syria attacked twice in the last 24 hours. That was yesterday. So, yeah, so America, and they're even coming after America because, supposedly, militarily, we still support Israel in some sense. At least that was Biden's point yesterday. Today it could change, of course, like it always does. Pestilences. I don't have any idea how to go through all of them, man, but I'll just say this. Earthquakes, yeah, it was kind of a big week. It was not huge, but we had 4 6 pluses, and we had 48 5 pluses. As a matter of fact, day before yesterday, on the 23rd, there were two sixes and 26 5 pluses along the Pacific Rim over on the other east side, Japan, Taiwan, etc. Huge. Forecasters get ready for one of the busiest Atlantic hurricane seasons on record. Even AI is predicting that. Certainly get a couple of weather conditions happening. There's a heating serious thing in the northern Atlantic, which I guess is one of the causes. Anyway, the list goes on. First, Dubai, and now China City underwater after once-in-a-century floods. Records everywhere there in flooding. 141 earthquakes rattled the East U.S. over the last 30 days. 141. Is that common? Not a chance. All right. Strong, shallow 6.1 and 6.6 hit to Taiwan. I already talked about that. You know, I got to share this one thing with you about signs of judgment. I thought this, and this is not a prophecy. This is just a fascination of mine. I thought this was interesting, and I want to read it to you. On the 5th of April, a 4.8 earthquake hit the East Coast, affecting New York City and Washington, D.C., etc. 4.8 in this area is really rare. It really is. 4 days before, a torrential storm hit New York City area. A lightning strike hit the Statue of Liberty's torch. Before that, the Francis Scott Key Bridge was hit by and destroyed by a container ship. Now, we know the bridge was named after the author of the Star-Spangled Banner. And finally, an audio was released from the UN in New York City of a UN official saying Israel must be dealt with harshly in the matter of its attacks on civilian populations in Gaza. And during his conversation, the earthquake shook the UN building. Coincidences? You decide. Okay. I just thought that was fascinating, so I had to share it. Okay, let's move to Plandemic. Biden campaign still after recent negative reports requiring employees to be up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations. Well, I'll just leave that alone. On the 18th, World Health Organization, part of the globalist movement, human cases of bird flu, enormous concern now being found in milk. Okay, and then Scandemic bird flu, they're calling it now, Scamdemic. Vaxes for 33 billion chickens? Digital food rationing? The end of animal agriculture? Pretty interesting, I think. Of course, they're going to make trillions off these billions of chicken vaccinations, of course. All right. Doctors on high alert as mystery flu, similar to COVID, leaves people critically ill now. That's rising. So there's all sorts of stuff going on. COVID patients' infections, one patient, I should, infection lasted a record 613 days and spawns new mutations. It mutated 50 times, they're saying, in this one person. Wow. And 4 years later, Fox News admits the COVID origins conspiracy and cover-up. They're finally admitted to the truth. They don't have any choice. I mean, the facts are coming out. Doctors, scientists are saying this has all been a huge lie, and it has been. We've been saying this since the beginning. We weren't very popular. That's okay. I'm not used to being popular anyway in this particular a gift that I've been given to be a watchman, so I better get used to it. Spiritual persecution news. Laodicea, modern day. Laodicea, of course, being the lukewarm church of the last days. The churches are sleeping. When did the woke pulpits become the norm? And it's happening, man. That's just so against the Bible. It's just amazing. Well, of course, they want more people, and they want money, and they want everything else. They want to entertain, and everything is focused except on Jesus Christ. Prayer rallies led by concerned parents taking place in 50 state capitals now because they're so afraid for their children. All right, Biden education secretary threatens to shut down the largest Christian college in the United States. Why? No DEI, no woke going on there because they're trying to stick to the Bible. I mean, it's just amazing. See, Christianity is the rise of Christianity persecution is really on the rise in America right now. It really is. Child removed from red state India, which was Indiana, following complaints over Christian views deemed sickening. There it is again. So they took their child away because they are sick to the beliefs, okay? Amazing. Australia censorship commissar orders X, or Twitter, to globally remove video of Islamic terror attack on Christian bishops because it might upset Muslims. So the Christian can be shown being, you know, it's just amazing. Not a religion. DeSantis outrages the Satanic Temple with a pledge about new school chaplain program. He says, we're not going along with this. It's not a religion, this satanic stuff. Okay, good for him. There's a few of them standing up. All right, Israel, Middle East, God's time clock. Of course, it's always crazy over there. That place is just amazing right now. Iran taunts Israel. You want more after, of course, their attack, their retaliation against Israel. Their initial attack, Israel's the one that retaliated. IDF tank pushes back into Gaza as Israel preps for the Rafah operation. It's getting close. In fact, there are massive evacuations going on right now of the civilian citizens. This is the last holdout of Hamas in Gaza. So it's in the southern end down there. Prophetic showdown. Netanyahu tells the world leaders Israel will make its own decisions responding to Iran. There again, they're on their own, aren't they? Later, revenge. Israel strikes in Iran, says Syria and Iraq barrage of missiles and drones. Iran and Israel in open warfare right now. The next day, war cabinet splinters as some say the response was lame. They wanted more. Middle East on edge, of course. Hezbollah launches major rocket attack that injures 18 in the northern part of Israel. So it's just really heating up. That was on the 19th. Leading rabbis and scientists calling defense against Iranian attack. It was a miracle, they're saying. You have to think that. I think if you study the Ezekiel 38 war, how God steps in and takes care of it. You look back at the 1967 war, when they came against Israel. Israel was outnumbered 50-1 and took care of it in 6 days. That was a six-day war. Unbelievable. Who's on their side? Well, the great God Almighty. All right, U.S. shoots down the U.N. Security Council's vote on a Palestinian state, and boy, Israel's thrilled about that. So at least we did something in their favor. Amir Sarfati, one of my favorite watchmen, he lives over there. It is impossible to look at what took place that night and not see the hand of God. He's totally right. That Iran's attack on Israel was 99% of the missiles they shot, which were about 350, 99% were taken out of the sky. And you know what's interesting is they had help from some of the Muslim nations like Jordan, Egypt, and UAE, and a few of the others. They stepped in and helped. Saudi Arabia, excuse me. So, there's more to that story, and there's more of a teaching on that, but not right now. All right, believe what I do. This is, the Middle East is just, they don't trust Joe Biden at all. In fact, they say, here's what he says, believe what I do, not what I say. Biden policies inflame the Middle East and Israel, of course, because they are so inconsistent. They don't know where they stand with America every other day. And finally, massive airstrike targets Hamas in Rafah, so they're starting that action already. That was a couple days ago. And so, anyway, that's enough of that. I could go on for hours about the Middle East, but I'll leave it there. A couple stories out of the world government, and then we'll finish it up with pure delusion. Massive crowds in Japan rally against the World Health Organization's coming pandemic treaty meeting at the end of May. Target date for a legally binding agreement to be adopted by the UN's 194 member countries in May. More nations coming out against it now, thank God. America, I think the Biden administration is supporting it, which is the dumbest thing on the planet. That means we don't have control of our health care. If they tell us to get a vaccine, we have no choice. If you don't get it, you are banned from society. You'll not be able to buy, sell, do anything. Scary. Odd question, I know. Simply put, globalists want us dead. How do you kill 7.5 billion people? That's what I'll get to that. The World Health, the World Economic Forum, this is a major player in the coming global government, has stated many times in print and in speeches that the planet is overpopulated and that its survival depends on controlling climate change, reducing population, control food supplies, and our bad habits like owning cars, things like that. Part of the UN Agenda 2030. There's a completion plan. They're going to kick this off in September, the seven-year final 7 years to finish this global government plan. I've read it. It's incredible. Yuval Harari, which is the main spokesman and advisor to Klaus Schwab, which is the leader of the World Economic Forum, excuse me. He said on a video, and I watched it, he says, we want the population of the world to be 500 million people by 2030. That is 7.5 billion people no longer here. Boy, this is going to be an interesting 7 years. I don't think there's a chance. I'm not setting a date, but I don't think there's a chance that we Christians, we believers, are going to watch that last process, because we're going to be taken out of here. Praise the Lord. All right. Pure delusion. Germans can now change gender every year if they want. They can be a boy this year and a girl next year, or at least act like it, I guess. I don't know. Utah students walk out to protest furries. This is a crazy story. Furries, F-U-R-R-I-E-S, who allegedly scratch and bite them while school officials ignore it. What is a furry? Now, these are young people who dress up as animals, especially cats and dogs, and often behave as if they're animals. This is our world today. You talk about the prophesied delusion. Boy, there's a classic example. War on women. Biden regime proudly abolishes Title IX, will now force women to allow biological men in their locker rooms and on their sports teams and in their bathrooms. It's just no longer an option or a discussion. Well, Iran hit by plague of crocodiles. It's surprising to me. I'm sorry. I'm losing it. Mandatory queer indoctrination at schools causes huge uproar. Of course, that's in Minnesota, one of the more liberal states in the nation, right along with Oregon and a few others. I think those two will compete for being almost the worst. All right. UK police threaten to arrest an openly Jewish man. Why? For walking near a Palestinian protest. How dare he? Warning to parents. Popular kids' TV shows introducing lesbian moms now. And new Wonder Woman comic promotes anti-Christian and pro-LGBT agenda. Yeah, LGBT agenda. It's crazy. And finally, you're saying, thank God. Woman calls 911 because she bought a bad batch of meth. I'm sorry. I saw that and I laughed my head off. I mean, that's just nuts, man. She's really upset the meth doesn't work for her. All right, I got to pull myself together and finish this up, you guys. I love you, man. And, you know, I know there's a few of both of you listen, and I appreciate that. And you know, I just want to get the word out. And I'm going to say this one more time, as I do most every week. There's very little time. Tell those that are on the fence, the Laodicean lukewarm ones, or the non-ones, that time is short, and tell them why. If they reject it, okay. There's still a chance they could come to Jesus Christ during that final 7 years. At least they get, if you tell them, at least they know what you were talking about. Okay? All right. I know it's tough out there, and it's not an easy world to live in, but not much longer, guys. Hang in there. And until next time, this is Red.